Well, after spending yesterday driving various very high-tech, state-of-the-art alternative fuel vehicles, I've just done a little journey this morning, of a very different nature. I think I've walked about 4.5 miles so far on a morning walk with the dog, and she just ran into a hare in a big field and totally ignored it. And then suddenly she smelled it, so I think my dog is getting a little bit long in the tooth, a little bit like our owner. But I'm just beginning to really appreciate, isn't it weird how you do this? I've lived around in this area for nearly 20 years, and I've appreciated it in the past, there's no doubt about it. But I'm now standing next to a giant puddle, which my daughter fell into when she was 3 in her brand new pink dress. There's always a puddle here, no matter what time of year it is. And, you know, it was one of those tragic events in her life, because she was so upset about her little pink dress, and she was so cute when she was 3. If she was here now, she'd be kicking mud in my face, because she's the same height as I am. But, you know, so there's sort of sentimental attachments to this part of the world, in a way. But also, I'm really kind of freshly appreciating its incredible beauty. And I don't know why I didn't. I think it's all to do with your emotional state. If you're in a bad mood and you're depressed and anxious and wound up, you can stomp through this countryside like I've often done, completely ignoring it. And today, I'm just anxious. I'm not depressed, but I'm a little bit anxious. For fiscal reasons that don't need to bother the boo listener. But, you know, it's just part of life these days. I don't really care about it that much. But the trees and the foliage at this time of year is truly magnificent. But I won't drone on too much. I just wanted to share some of my rural booness. It's a bit of a rural boo.